This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm David Stipik, and joined in the studio today by a couple of guests. First of all, our provost of the University of Nevada, Reno, Kevin Carman. Kevin, good to have you with us.
Great to be here, David.
And you brought a guest again this time around, which is fantastic, to discuss some interesting things in statistics a little bit today. Kevin, why don't you go ahead and introduce your guest, Javier Rojo.
Happy to do that. Javier came to us recently from Rice University in Texas. And he is a very well-known and recognized statistician and has joined us as chair of our Department of Mathematics and Statistics and brings to us a wealth of talent and experience and vision for the university and for the math and statistics department in particular. Javier, welcome to UNR.
Well, thank you, Dr. Carman, and it's certainly a pleasure to be here. I think that the department is poised to really come up to a national level where it can be recognized as one of the top departments in mathematics and statistics. And I certainly want to thank Dr. Johnson, Dr. Carman, and Dr. Thompson for all the support that I and the department have received so far. I think we have plans to hire excellent young people who bring with them a great research programs that are recognized nationally and that will be attracting a lot of funding from national agencies such as NIH and the National Science Foundation. And I think that the future of the department is the sky. I think we have strong groups in mathematics, pure mathematics, applied mathematics, and statistics. We need a little bit more critical mass in statistics, but with the new hires that we are working on right now, I think our department is really going to become a star.
Professor Rojo, thank you for coming to KUNR. Welcome to Northern Nevada.
Oh, well, thank you.
And, of course, welcome to the University of Nevada, Reno, where you're now chair of the Mathematics and Statistics Department. You've come to us from Rice University, where you first established the program we're going to talk about, this institute, in 2003. And this summer now marks the first year for this program here, called Research for Undergraduate Summer Institute of Statistics at the University of Nevada, Reno, or RUSIS at UNR for short. Let's talk about that program.
The program is funded by the National Science Foundation, and the goal of the program is to develop human resources in the mathematical and statistical sciences, domestic resources, that is. So students have to be either permanent residents or nationals or U.S. citizens of the United States. The goal is to train them to do research, to excite them, to entice them, to twist their arms into going to graduate school in the mathematical statistical sciences. And we do that by challenging them. So the program is 10 weeks long. The first 4 weeks, what we do is we have a very intensive course in probability and statistics because there are very few, perhaps five undergraduate programs in statistics around the country. So most of the students come from areas which are not statistics. We get students from computer science, from biology, from engineering, from economics. And so my job is to turn them into statisticians. And it's very interesting because at the beginning of the program, I ask everyone, have you ever thought about becoming a statistician? And of course, they don't know. They don't even know what that is because, as I said, there are very few programs, undergraduate programs in statistics. Have you thought about graduate school? Very few say, I want to go to graduate school. The program has been successful in that about 85 to 90% of the students that have graduated from college are now pursuing PhD degrees in the mathematical or statistical sciences.
Let me go back to you, Kevin. We've had several conversations about boot camps and certain programs that really seem to have a different experience for the students and their success and even their ambition. We're hearing that this is a program that actually encourages more people than we would think to become a PhD in statistics. Is this part of the vision, part of how you see these programs fitting into the scheme of things here?
Very much so. As a research university, what the experience that our students have, what differentiates us perhaps from a non-research university, is the opportunity to be engaged in programs like this to, broadly speaking, we refer to this as experiential learning. They actually get exposed to a discipline that they would not have otherwise had an opportunity to learn about. And so, as Javier says, that these young people come in really just not having any concept of what statistics is as a discipline, as a potential career, how it applies to research in general. And so they come from a variety of backgrounds, and they're able to learn about something that they just did not know about, and from there go on and make very informed decisions about their career path. So it can really truly be a life-altering experience when you come in and have this kind of intensive 10-week experience where you really get to immerse yourself in a particular topic and expand your horizons and discover things about yourself that you didn't know. So that is – it very much resonates with everything that we're trying to accomplish here at the University of Nevada, Reno.
10 students currently going through it, mm-hmm. as I understand. What's the – maybe next year, is that a bigger number you put through these, or these are typically very small group type of settings?
No, the highest number that I have had over a given summer has been 19 students.
Okay.
Everything hinges on the amount of funding that I can get from NSF or NSA. NSA last summer had a very tight budget, and so they discontinued the funding, but I was invited to reapply. So this time around, I will be applying to NSA and NSF as well. And so hopefully by next summer, we can have 15 students rather than 10. If you look at the total of students over the 12 years, that has been around 190 students that have gone through the program. I may also want to add that this is also a wonderful recruiting tool. At Rice, for example, many of the students that graduated came back and applied for our PhD program. And so what I'm trying to do, of course, also I have this selfish goal of attracting the good students to our graduate program, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No. You're listening to Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. David Stipik with guests in the studio today, Kevin Carman, provost of the University of Nevada, Reno, and our new chair of the Mathematics and Statistics Department here at the University of Nevada, Reno, Professor Javier Rojo. And Kevin, one of the other things that we've talked about is the diversity of campus, which is a growing diverse campus here year by year. And this program also lends itself to students, a student population who is also underrepresented, as I understand. Is that part of the mix here?
Very much so. We are deeply committed to diversifying our campus, to providing opportunities for students. Some of these students may be first-generation students who maybe they're the first individual in their family to go to college, let alone consider graduate school. Mm-hmm. And so this is a type of program that accomplishes exactly the sort of thing that we're pursuing. I'd be interested in having Javier, if you could tell us where these students come from.
Well, they have come from various universities. This year we have three students from UNR. We have one student from the University of Minnesota, one from the University of Dallas, one from Texas A&M, one from UT El Paso, and one from Arizona, one from Chapman University in Southern California. But if one looks at the full 12 years, I think about 60% of the students have been females and about 55% underrepresented minorities.
You, in 2014, this Mathematics Program that Make a Difference Award, that was an award that this program had won coming out of Rice, correct?
That's correct.
What interested you or intrigued you about Nevada and about university here that you would say, I want to bring this here and I want to dedicate my skills and talents here?
My visit really made the decision for me. When I met with the faculty in the department, when I met with the dean, when I met with the provost, I detected a very strong commitment to the future of the university, to the development of new programs, especially interdisciplinary programs, and certainly to the support of our department. Now, the undergraduate students here, in some sense, I felt that my being here, I could actually have an impact on some of the things that UNR is trying to accomplish. And not that I'm the only one. I attracted me the passion of the faculty and certainly the administration in having this vision for UNR was what made the decision for me.
Well, and I look at your credentials, statistics program director at National Science Foundation, fellow of the American Association for the Advancement of Science, member of the National Science Foundation Division of Mathematical Science Committee of Visitors in 2013. Again, the award I mentioned for that, the programs that make a difference from the American Mathematical Society. Kevin, this particular program and bringing Professor Rojo here. Tell me what the vision is there.
Well, let me maybe take one step back.
Yeah.
We talked recently about our aspirations as a university to become a Carnegie Very High Research University and about what that means and what is required to accomplish that. And one aspect, a very important aspect of that pursuit and that classification, in having strong research programs, we have to have strong PhD programs. We have to have programs that feed into PhD programs. We have to have multidisciplinary programs that bring disciplines together. And what really impressed me and Dean Thompson and everybody who interacted with Javier during his visits here was his commitment to achieving those types of objectives. And part of what Javier has in mind and what I enthusiastically support is developing a PhD program in mathematics. A major research university should have PhD programs in most of its disciplines and certainly a fundamental discipline such as mathematics. The other thing that I will comment about Javier that really impressed me and why we worked very hard to find a way to get him here was that he was passionate about what he was about his mission, about what he felt like he could accomplish here. And he wasn't coming here because he could make a bunch more money or the luxury of living in northern Nevada or whatever. He's coming here because he sees an opportunity to make a difference. And with his credentials and background, we're very optimistic that he is going to be transformational not only for the department but for the university. And we're just very excited to have him here.
Thank you very much. This is Beyond the Headlines. David Stipik, our guest today in the studio, Dr. Kevin Carman, the provost of the University of Nevada, Reno. Kevin, always good to have you with us.
Thanks for the opportunity to visit, David.
And our guest, actually Kevin's guest in the studio, chair of the Mathematics and Statistics Department here at the University of Nevada, Reno, Professor Javier Rojo. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you for the invitation. It was a pleasure.